Hey, we are back at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, here in hour number two. And I tell you what, in the NBA, there has been no shortage of storylines. We've got NBA Summer League that's underway in Las Vegas, and Spurs legend Tim Duncan announces his retirement. There is a lot to break down with our next guest right here at YSR. Our very own Joe George is back in studio. Good evening, Joe.
What's up, Biggie? How you doing?
Hey, it is always good to post you up on a Friday night. So talk to me about Timmy Duncan. He turns 40 in April, and he announces on Monday that he's retiring from the NBA. After 19 seasons with the San Antonio Spurs, won five championships, left an incredible mark and legacy in the league. How are you going to remember him?
Well, I think his retirement was funny because it was just the most Tim Duncan way to retire ever.
True.
Like, no one's really talking about anything. He just kind of lets a press release out. His first interview was with an online radio station or something like that in the Virgin
Long-time
Islands.
Long-time friend, yeah.
Yeah, that no one's ever heard of. It was hard to find the audio of even. He doesn't even attend his own press conference. It was the most Tim Duncan thing to retire ever. I'm not surprised that he retired. He finally looked like he was slowing down. The feet were catching up to him. He just didn't look like that guy that we had known to love. And he had moments last year, even in the playoffs, where like you really felt like he was going to bring the Spurs back against OKC. It didn't happen like it did in previous years. So it was a bummer to see, but I'm not surprised. And I think it's time for the Spurs to move on as well and move in the direction of bringing Gasol in to team up with Aldridge and Kawhi. I like that move a lot. So I think it was the right time for all parties involved. And it's a Tim Duncan way to do it. No retirement. I think it's kind of a bummer, though, that San Antonio fans didn't get to say goodbye in his last game. But I'm sure he'll be back next season to say goodbye.
It is a time of transition for the San Antonio Spurs. And as you're saying, it's tough to say goodbye to a Spurs legend. Are you surprised, though, Joe, that he did not stick around for his 20th season and have kind of that grand exit?
Yeah, it's just not his style. You know, like, you're going to get that with Kobe, and LeBron's going to do the
same. You think Dirk's going to do that, too, when he retires?
I think Dirk's going to be like Duncan.
Yeah, actually, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. He's going to be like, all of a sudden, bye. Like, he's not under contract yet. I mean, are we even sure he's playing this year? I know that sounds crazy, but like...
Yeah, he's got a two-year deal, $20 million, over the next 2 years.
Oh, is he playing this year?
Yeah.
He signed? Okay. So, you got 10... I mean, like,
you
gotta I
think... You got to keep up with my Mavs here, Joe.
I know. I feel like Dirk is definitely going to do the same thing as Tim Duncan. He's just going to, one day, he's going to announce his retirement. I think it'll be a little more public. He'll be at the press conference and he'll maybe say goodbye. Like, if they're for sure not going to make the playoffs next year or the year that it happens, maybe he'll say goodbye like in the last game, because Tim Duncan, at least, he always thought he was competing, so it felt weird to say goodbye during the regular season when you still had a title to chase. And that's the difference between Tim Duncan and Kobe, is Duncan was still chasing titles at the end. Kobe was literally just like, well, I've got nothing left besides myself. So that's kind of the difference there. So Dirk, I think it'll just really depend on the state of the Mavs at that moment when he's ready to retire.
Hey, the uber-talented Joe George is back with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, live and in person. So talk to me about, what are we learning from NBA free agency with these max contracts? I mean, should we complain about NBA players' salaries? I mean, it's outrageous. I mean, Bob Ryan was on tonight, and he was talking about it. He didn't agree with it.
He thinks
players are getting overpaid.
I don't think so, because it's the TV money. I mean, what do you want to happen? Like, so if the players are not going to be paid this money, but the money is there, it means the owners are going to be more like the NFL.
He's talking about kind of like no-name players that are getting like these big deals.
I understand, but the money's there. If it's not there, it's literally just going to stick with the owner's pockets. And then also, if a team doesn't reach the salary cap floor, the bottom line, they have to then take that money to reach the bottom line and spread it amongst their players anyways. So I don't think it's a big deal. Look, the money's there. Why not spend it? If not, the owners are just going to pocket it. And that I would have more of a problem with. The players are the ones who earn that money, who make that money, who are on TV, even if they don't play all the time. I mean, it's their money. It's their league. We watch them. Yes, Timothy Mozgov, that contract is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. He is not worth $70 million over 4 years whatsoever. But that's the state of the NBA right now. It's just what it is. I mean, should Mike Conley be the highest paid player in the NBA, in the history of the NBA? No. But he won't be. Damian Lillard, Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul, they will all surpass that next year. So I think it's just weird to see the numbers. But to me, it's just the state of the NBA. And really, at the end of the day, it's a good thing, because it means that's how profitable the NBA is right now. When in the mid-2000s, there was concern about attendance. There was concern about the overall attraction to the game when you have teams like Allen Iverson's 76ers getting swept by the Lakers in the finals, and there was no talent there. I think this just shows that the state of the NBA is at an all-time high, and fans are contributing lots of money and lots of eyeballs to it.
Well, there's been a lot of movement that's taken place in the offseason. You have to wonder, I mean, Joe, like even the move with Kevin Durant to Golden State, how much does this affect competitive balance? like even in the Western Conference.
Well, I think the competitive balance is at an all-time high and low. So I think that overall the NBA is super competitive to an extent, but not for an NBA championship. It is competitive to face LeBron in the Eastern Conference Finals. Mm-hmm. It is competitive to face the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. It's not competitive to who's going to play in the NBA championship game. It's almost like we have two NBA championships now. We have the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference. And really, it's whoever's going to lose to the Warriors and whoever's going to lose to the Cavs. So while it's competitive to get to that moment, getting to the NBA Finals is basically impossible. It's Warriors, Cavs. I mean, maybe the Pacers could shock somebody, and if the Warriors have injuries, that they could get knocked out, or whatever's going on with Draymond Green and Michigan State and all that stuff is just, I mean, who knows what's going on there.
Wow, yeah.
But really, the NBA is very competitive up until the finals. So to some people, that means it's not competitive at all. To me, it means everyone else is good and these teams are just subpar. Are just better than everyone else.
Yeah. Now, I know last week on the show, we talked about one of the biggest surprises so far in free agency was Kevin Durant. You hit on that last week. But what about Dwayne Wade? I mean, are you surprised that he was not able to work things out with the Heat? And did they really, honestly, I mean, Joe, do you really think they tried to keep him?
I'm not sure because they could have done.
Do you think it was a half-hearted effort?
It was a little bit, but at the same time, I think it was the right move because they said, okay, we're not going to pay this guy and become the Lakers. If we pay this guy this massive contract, we are now going to be the Lakers. We might lose Whiteside. Who knows what's going on with Chris Bosh? And Dwayne Wade wanted that money. Now, look, Dwayne Wade took contract cuts to keep LeBron.
He wanted 50 instead of 40,
yeah,
right?
Yes. They couldn't keep LeBron. So he took the first contract cut. They failed there. Like Pat Riley, they all failed Dwayne Wade. He did it again. He's taking massive contract cuts. Not massive, but like decent-sized cuts to where no one else is doing that besides Dirk, really. And like Dirk, it's not paying off in Miami because LeBron's gone and they didn't bring anyone else in. So I think they didn't want to pay Dwayne. They wanted to move on and with Whiteside as their core piece. Dwayne Wade wanted money. I think that's the reason why the separation. And he also just happened to go home as well. I don't think it really is that big of a deal about going to Chicago. It wasn't like, I'm finally going home. This is my return. It's not like that. It's not LeBron. It's not what we thought might happen with Kevin Durant in Washington. He's just going there because it's the best team of the three available between the Bulls, the Bucks, and the Nuggets.
Okay, so who do we blame? Do we blame Pat Riley? Do we blame Wade? And this is a sad breakup.
I think it's just management overall. I think it's just management as a whole. And at the same time, you use the word breakup, it's like maybe it's just time for them to separate. He's been there forever.
You think it was time for Kevin Durant to separate from Oklahoma City?
Yes.
I mean, you tell those fans that.
Well, sorry, you don't even have –
Well, here's the deal. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes too.
Yeah, I mean, look, you don't know what's going on with Westbrook. He said the last couple of days that obviously their relationship's never going to be the same now that he left.
I hated to hear that.
I mean, it's a bummer because both are just bad breakups, and that's really what they are right now. Except the difference is that Wade's not going to win a title in Chicago, and Durant's going to win a few in Golden State.
Mm-hmm. Our very own Joe George has been with us tonight right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We look forward to our next conversation. Much more to get into. You think some big moves are going to take place in the next 7 days?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. I think we're finally at the point where we are calm. And
hey,
we
Westbrook
can just
could go to the Celtics, right?
Yeah, that's a bad move. I hope it doesn't happen.
Hey, stick around. Much more coming your way in hour number two right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.